Good morning, everyone. The big story tonight, of course, Barack Obama will address the nation in his first primetime speech from the Oval Office. The first, even though he's been in office for over a year and a half. You might debate whether he's taken too long to give an Oval Office speech, but there'd be no debate on the subject or the worthiness of the subject for tonight's speech. It's all about the oil crisis and the visits that the president has been making to the Gulf region. The reports we're getting, it'll be something of a status report and some discussion about where we go from here. Joining us now is Adam Belmar, former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush and White House Deputy Director of Communications. He's currently the Vice President of Communications for R&R Partners. He's on the line from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Now, you're an experienced television producer, right?
I am.
I imagine that the last thing you'd want to do in preparing for an Oval Office speech, and again, you're not involved with the president tonight, but you know what is involved, would be to make it look like a TV show in any sense, right?
No, absolutely. There's a very simplistic style to this. It's the President of the United States sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office, in this case the Resolute desk. You see some pictures of his family arrayed behind him and some lighting outside that back window to illuminate the tree outside the Oval Office. It's as simple as that in terms of the look of the thing.
Now, in terms of the way a TV producer typically evaluates a media moment, you'd maybe like to cut to some pictures of the Gulf in the middle of this speech, but there's no way you can do something like that, right?
No, protocol dictates that when the President of the United States is speaking, especially in a national address, all of the networks will just take it full, and the White House is not going to be producing this shot any further than offering the president's image. But as a producer, inside the White House and out, I can tell you, as high as the stakes are in terms of the policy and the politics, the production elements here are difficult to do. The Oval Office is a very sacrosanct place within the White House, and getting all that equipment in there and being ready to bring the president to the American people tonight is not an easy thing to do. It takes hours and hours and hours. There are redundant systems, redundant teleprompters, and audio, and the question of releasing that signal. But in the end, the White House will have nothing short of just the president and his image and his speech.
Yeah, no retakes possible there in an Oval Office speech, that's for sure. Now, presidents have had mixed results in trying to vary the format in any sense. Nixon didn't do himself any favors on credibility by bringing charts into the Oval Office during some of his Vietnam speeches. And Jimmy Carter attempting to get really folksy in the Oval Office didn't work for him either. Let's talk about FDR for a moment. He's sort of the benchmark of media interaction, along with Ronald Reagan to a certain extent, with the American people. You're not a historian, but do you think FDR would have done much worse if we could have seen him versus just hearing him on the radio?
No, I don't. I think he occupied a unique space in time and history, and his image probably would have served him well as well as his voice. I can tell you that every president strives to have that level of intimacy that those fireside chats brought forward. But I think the president will do well tonight, mostly because he is at ease speaking directly to the American people, even though it's something he doesn't do at this level very often.
Uh-huh.
He spends a lot of time talking from teleprompters going left and right, and not so much speaking directly into the camera and connecting with his audience, but he's experienced at it, and I think it will serve him well. And certainly the image will allow people to realize the gravity and seriousness of the situation.
Finally, Adam, let me just stop you here for a second. Just in terms of the relationship between the producer and the president, you know, can you envision a moment where Barack Obama comes in and he's got like a oil-covered rock or something that he's going to pull out of a bag and show to the American people? Now, is that the kind of moment where you would advise, you know, I don't think that's a good idea? And can you imagine any sort of situation in your experience where that's happened?
Well, I can tell you that President Bush utilized a visual aid during one of these speeches where he held up a note or a letter written from a family during one of these addresses from the Oval Office. I don't think it's out of the question. I think it's unlikely to bring an element like that in, and I think if it had come that far, that there's no producer that would dissuade the President of the United States from going forward with it.
It's his own show in the end. Adam Belmar, former Deputy Assistant to President George W. Bush, talking about the stagecraft of the White House Oval Office speech tonight. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.